Welcome to the GutSmart Protocol Bonus Resources, where I'm featuring interviews with experts in mindfulness, qigong, meditation, and breathwork. What's better than reading through a breathwork exercise or meditation in the book? Having the actual expert guide you through the exercise. That's why I put together these recordings for you. Use them along with the book to support your gut healing journey. I hope you find these resources are a valuable addition to the experience of reading the book, taking the GutSmart quiz, and following the GutSmart protocol. Because as I like to say, you can't out-diet or out-supplement a stressed-out lifestyle. Stress management is a non-negotiable part of any healing program, whether it's your gut, your whole body. Stress is one of the biggest triggers that is going to be huge obstacle to your own healing. So that said, let's dive in.
All right. So anybody that's following us along, if you have the space, you want to lie flat on your back. If there's something under your head, you want to have your head flat. Right. Perfect. Yeah, you want to have your throat nice and open, right? And you can have your legs flat or you can bend your knees. It's up to you. Some people like to have their knees bent because their low back is tight, and that's okay. And then ultimately, I would encourage everybody, if you have the space for it, to lie completely flat. And you'll have your arms by your sides, all right, palms facing up. Okay, eyes closed. You can put something over your eyes if you like. That's always a nice little additive. Okay, so you're flat on your back, palms up. Okay. All right. So I'll walk you through the breath. So this is a three-part breath. It's all through the mouth, right? Which may be new for some of you. Actually, before that, I just want to let everyone know, you don't have to have ever meditated in your entire life for this to work for you. You don't need to be any kind of a pro at this at all. When I started this, I was not good at meditating. And I found this practice to be really simple and easy. All right, so that said, the first breath in is going to go into your belly through your mouth, right? And for some of you, your belly will pop, right? It'll go up. For half of you, it won't, and that's okay. That just has to do with how you breathe, if you have had any kind of breath training, etc. The second breath in is going to be in your upper chest, all right? You feel your chest rise. That's a very familiar breath. Most adults are doing that a lot. Most children, they belly breathe. So if you watch them, their little bellies come in and out. And then through time, we forget how to breathe in our bellies and we start breathing in our chest as we get more nervous, more scared, and more adult-like. So this is actually, in a certain way, it's a beautiful return to the way that you used to breathe as a child, the first breath. All right, so we'll do it in sequence now. So belly, in, upper chest, in, and now exhale. And the exhale is just a release. So it's two breaths in, one breath out. And you'll notice you can hear it or see it. When I'm breathing in, I like to kind of purse my lips a little. It's almost like I'm sipping. And that creates a little tension and makes it easier to take two breaths in. So let's do another one. Let's do another one. Belly, upper chest, and then exhale. In, out. Okay, so that's the basic breath. And for some of you, it'll feel smooth. For some of you, it might feel jittery, and that's okay. All right, and then one little disclaimer before we start. If you are second or third trimester pregnant, you should skip this exercise. And also if you've had any kind of recent heart problems, you also want to skip it. Or if you're actively currently on psychedelics, you should, any kind of a medium to high dose of those, you should not do this practice as well. All right, so all together now, let's begin the breath. Ah. All right, so just stay with the breathing pattern. You don't have to stay with my pattern. You can find your own. You'll find your own rhythm. Some may want to go slower. Some may want to go a little faster. But it's a nice, steady rhythm that you want to stay with. So stay with the breath. Stay with the breathing pattern the entire exercise. And just know that you can't do this right. You can't do this wrong. There's no way to win. There's no way to mess it up. So if you have an inner perfectionist, you can set he or she aside and just stay with the breath. In the beginning, you may notice a little bit of tingling. You may feel a teeny bit dizzy. That's okay. That's why we're lying down. You may also notice some resistance, especially if it's your first time. Your brain might speed up before it slows down. It might be asking, like, why are we doing this? And this seems weird, or I don't know if I can do this right. Whatever chatter your brain is making, it's okay. All you have to do is just stay with the breath. Allow your brain to chatter. I've done this breath with thousands of people over the last almost 10 years. You haven't lost anybody. Nobody's floated away. So you're in good hands. And that said, remember, you're in charge. So you can stop anytime you like. Always trust your intuition over anybody who's leading any practice, whether it's yoga or breath work. Doesn't matter who you're with, where you are, what their status is, your intuition comes first. All right, so if you're still breathing, you're doing great. Just stay with the breath. And that's what this whole practice is about, right? This whole idea of connecting with your body, connecting with your gut, it's about getting our minds out of the way, getting other people's thoughts, ideas out of the way temporarily through the breath, through the meditation, to create space for our wisdom to come in. And your body is always talking to you. It's always attempting to communicate with you. And so often we just can't hear what it says. And so it'll whisper, and then it'll talk. And if we're not listening, it'll start to scream. And when it starts to scream, we know, because it shows up as ailments, right? So this is a really beautiful way to connect with your body. Stay with the breath. All right, so I want you to check in with your body. How's your body doing? How are your feet? How are your hands? How's your back? Your belly, your shoulders, your face, your lungs? How's your body responding so far? You're doing great. Just stay with the breath. For some of you, this may be the first time that you've ever done something like this. So I really congratulate you for taking the risk to try. And for everyone else, I also congratulate you for taking time out of your day to do something, to be with you, to connect with you, right? To conspire, right? In its root form means to breathe with, to breathe together. So in a way, by doing this breath, you are conspiring with your highest self, with your body, with your intuition and your inner guidance to come together, to meet up, to discuss, to share ideas. It's all through your mouth. And just remember, at any time, if you need to put the brakes on this experience, if it ever starts moving too fast for you, or you start feeling uncomfortable in a way that you don't like, you can always switch your breathing over to a nice, gentle nose breath. When you do that, that'll always slow down the experience that you're having in this kind of breath work. So I just want to let you know that that is available to you should you ever want to use it. But we'll continue with the mouth breath. As you breathe, I just want you to feel the weight of gravity on your body, holding you up, supporting you. If you're lying on the ground, just imagine that you're lying on the soil or on grass, directly connected to Mother Earth. And just feel her energy supporting you. Mother Earth is a tremendous recycler of energy. Any upset, any anger, sadness, nervousness, anything that is cycling through your body, you can just give over to her. You can just breathe it out. Hand it right over to her and she'll take care of it for you. As you inhale, I just want you to imagine inhaling beautiful tiny little particles of white healing light. Floating tiny little particles, and you're just breathing them in, and they're cleansing your body. They're traveling through your blood, into your gut, into your organs, into your limbs, up your spine, into your brain. And they're just collecting any dark energy, any toxins, any negative thoughts, anything that doesn't belong in your temple. And just gently scrubbing and collecting anything that's ready to go. And on your exhale, you just breathe it out. Breathe in love. Breathe in kindness. Exhale fear. Breathe in love. Breathe in gentleness. Exhale nervousness. Breathe in love. Breathe in compassion. Exhale anything that doesn't feel like love. Exhale anything that doesn't support you. One of my teachers used to say, if it's not love, it's not yours. Just let it go. And on your next exhale, I want you to vocalize. Just a nice sigh. We'll do another one. Don't be shy, just let it go, whatever needs to go. Doing those vocal tones activates your body and can remove energy as well. And sometimes those vocal tones turn into crying, sometimes they turn into laughter, sometimes they turn into kooky, weird sounds. Maybe we can do a funny sound together. Just to let you know to not take this too seriously. Healing can be fun. Meditation can be fun, believe it or not. Here's our next one. just something silly. Let's do that again on our next one. Let's flutter our lips together. Ooh, this is really fun in a room full of people, by the way. Let's do it again. Here we go. And as we're smiling and breathing, you can always just force a smile on your face, by the way. You can just put it there. It doesn't have to naturally be there. Your body will respond. I want to open up as we breathe the concept of grace. And not grace as a religious thing, but it could be if you're inclined. Grace as a effortless removal of pain and suffering. There's a part of our culture that thinks that everything good, everything beautiful, everything worthy must be earned through hard work. This is not true. Sometimes things can just move. Sometimes something you've been chewing on for a decade or a lifetime, maybe many lifetimes, if you believe in that. And in one moment of grace, it just leaves you. And it's gone. And that is available to you in this practice. And you never know if or when something, some pain, some trauma, some old annoying thought, some ache in your body, your back, your gut, it just leaves. Maybe it's gone for a week, a year. Sometimes it leaves forever. So I just want to let you know that anytime you're starting any kind of personal growth work like this, I like to say this or something better for the highest good of all concerned. And I also like to invite in grace. If there is a grace and ease opportunity available here, I will take it. And that's something I learned from two of my mentors that I love dearly. So you don't have to grit and fight your way through this beautiful thing we call life. We'll do a couple more breaths here. You can heal your mind. You definitely can heal your heart. And you can definitely heal your body. You have so much dominion over your own healing. And it's something we can all grow into as a society to learn just how much power we have over our own experience. And we earn that belief. It's not something we have to swallow or get excited about. We earn the right to embody that belief through our practice, through experiencing bits of healing over time, through practices like these, and slowly we begin to realize just how much power we have. Let's do a couple more. One final breath, and this time we're going to hold one solid breath in. Hold as long as you can. Feel the space you've created in your lungs, in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. Feel the buzz of energy, the tingle, the vibration. And even if you've only created 5%, 20% more space, more joy, more calm, maybe 100% more, whatever it is for you, every tiny little win matters. And let's exhale. And now we'll just move into a quiet shavasana, into silence. Just return your breathing back to normal. A nice, easy, normal breath. And just feel your body. And just check in. Did you go anywhere new today? If even just for a second. If you went somewhere new, healing has occurred. Growth has occurred. And if it feels good to you, you can just put your hands over your heart. You can also put one hand over your heart and one hand over your gut, whatever feels most aligned to you. And you can either whisper this out loud or you can just say it in your mind's eye. Thank you, body. If there's any specific parts of your body you want to thank, your nervous system, your digestive system, your legs, your arms, your mind, your eyes. That gut intuition that we all have, it is communicated to us through all the nerves in our digestive tract. And just say thank you, mind. Thank you, heart. Thank you, emotions. And then we just thank ourselves, the person, the being, the personality. Hey, me. Good job. Good job. Thanks for taking some time to be with yourself. Well done. And you can lie here as long as you want. It's up to you. Sometimes in a meditation like this, if there's going to be talking after, I'll just pause it for as long as I need to until I come out at my own pace. And then I'll continue on to hear whatever anybody has to say. So just very gently now, you can return back to the room, you can open your eyes, start to stretch your body. Some of you, your hands may feel a little bit cramped, tight. That's okay, don't worry, they'll return, I promise. And that's just an artifact of the alteration in your blood chemistry. And if you're a little dizzy, take your time before you stand up, please.